goodness, I forgot I'm giving a party tonight.
I'd just like to know how Mrs. Mason finds out so much.
Of course, it isn't really a party.
If I could find out, I'd sure do something all right.
You know, Cecil, just the girls that belong to my club, they're meeting tonight.
Somebody must have told her, that's sure.
Oh, for goodness sake, Cecil, you've been talking about that for the last 20 minutes.
Well, it gripes me. I don't like it.
What do you care about Mrs. Mason? After all, Uncle Thomas runs this store.
Yeah, and Mrs. Mason has to make it her business, too, seeing as she works for him.
Forget about it. Cecil, what shall I do about tonight?
Just the same, she didn't have to come running down here as soon as she heard about me being late.
The meeting we had before this over at Flossie's house, she had a surprise for all us girls.
Asking me, did I take money out of the cash register?
After all, we girls were there. Flossie's mother played the piano and sang for us. She used to be on the stage.
What if I did take the money out? It was mine. I put it in there.
I wish Uncle Thomas could sing. I'd get him to sing and entertain all my girlfriends.
Got a right to what's mine, haven't I?
I don't want them to just come over and sit around. I'd like to have them talk about what a nice time they had at the meeting at my house.
Maybe I shouldn't have put it in the cash register. I don't know.
Oh, Cecil, why won't you listen to what I'm saying?
What were you saying?
I was talking about the meeting at my house tonight of the day-to-day girls.
Oh, I'm not bothered about that.
Well, I am. I want to do something unusual.
Lock them out. That'll be different.
I want to have a nice surprise for them.
I don't care what you do. Bunch of old girls, I won't be there.
Well, I can't think of a thing.
Well, I guess we better get busy and not stand here talking. Old pussyfoot Widow Mason will run down from the office.
Can you think of anything, Cecil?
All I can think about is what I'd like to do to certain people.
What can I do to make my meeting different?
Listen, Sal, I don't care about your old D-Day club.
I'll have you understand the D-Day club is a noble club. We do noble deeds.
Well, go do a deed and leave me alone.
What do you care about what Mrs. Mason said?
How did she find out that I took money out of the cash register?
Well, that's all right. You explained it was yours.
Well,
that is, part of it was the money that belonged to my club.
But how did she find out?
Well, she knew you were late because when she came in the store, you weren't here yet.
But she wasn't around when I gave you your money back.
Maybe she was hiding behind the piano.
No, she was up in Mr. Smith's. Hey, listen. Alexander saw me.
Yes, he did.
Don't you remember? He said something about it the other night. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, do you think he told Mrs. Mason about it?
I might have known it was him. I forgot all about it. I was so mad. Okay. I'll show him.
Cecil, where are you going? Come back here behind this counter.
I will not. I'm going up the switchboard and wrap it around Alexander's head.
Cecil, don't. Now, you can't do anything like that here in the store.
Oh, can I? Just you watch me.
Uncle Thomas won't like it. Now, remember, you work for him.
Well, I'm going to get Alexander. That's what I'm going to do.
Cecil, don't. Mrs. Mason will tell him and...
Sally, let go of my sweater. Hey, you want to tear it? I'm not going to let Alexander get away with this.
Oh, Cecil, please don't start a fight here. How do you know he told Mrs. Mason?
Well... Who else could have?
Well, I don't know, but maybe he didn't.
Yeah, and maybe he did. No, Sally, I'm going to go over and suck him on the nose.
Now, Cecil, wait. You're just mad and you'll get in trouble.
Fine. Let go of me, Sally.
Cecil, don't. Mr. Burton on the other side of the store is looking over here.
Well, let him look. What he's got glasses for.
Oh, here. Now call up Alexander and ask him in a nice way, did he say anything to Mrs. Mason?
And then what?
Ask him why he did it.
And if he says he did, I'm going right up there and push him on the ear.
Oh, no, Cecil, now don't. Gentlemen don't fight with their fists.
What do they fight with, then?
They fight with their heads.
We're not billy goats. I use my fists.
Oh, let it go. You don't care what anyone says.
Will you please stop trying to tell me what I want? I know.
Very well, if you're going to ask me, well, go ahead.
Oh, all right. I'll call upstairs and see what he has to say first.
All right. Now, here, you take it, Cecil, and be very polite when you ask him. Say you were just sort of wondering how Mrs. Mason knew what you did.
All right. Hello, office? Is that you, Alexander? Oh, it is? Well, look here, Chilblains. What's the big idea of telling Mrs. Mason I was in the cash register?
Oh, Cecil, don't start like that. Oh, dear, I hope nothing will happen.
I didn't say I wasn't, did I? Was that some of your business, was it? No. And in case you want to know, that was my own money I put in there and took out. Yes.
Oh, he shouldn't really have said anything.
You also told her I was late this morning, too, didn't you? That's right. Laugh.
But listen, I'll come up there and pull you away from that switchboard.
Yes, I will.
Oh. Oh, well, maybe I won't right now.
What's the matter, Cinco?
Your uncle's up there by the switchboard. Well, listen here, you dirty snitcher. If Mr. Smith wasn't up there, I'd show you. I'm going to lay for you. Yes, you big bull hunk.
Cecil, don't swear. Goodness, remember, I'm a girl.
All right. I heard you call me that. I heard you. I'll make you eat that. I don't care how good a boxer you are. I'm not afraid of you.
Cecil, don't talk so loud. There's a customer coming in.
Yeah, you're a chicken. I know. I dare you to come down in the basement then right now. I dare you to. I knew you wouldn't. Why can't you leave the switchboard? Yeah, yellow.
Alexander is a little pale, isn't he?
What right have you got to go around telling that I took money out of the cash register? You bet I am. And I'm going to fix you, too. Yeah, you're too smart. Yeah, and you're brave now because you're upstairs. I bet you won't meet me at lunch hour in the alley.
Oh, Cecil, the alley is no place for a nice boy.
Oh, I heard that. Rats. Oh, coward, pull in your ears, you lowbrow. There. Oh, if I could get that guy. He's not going to cut my throat and get away with it, Sally.
Cecil, you're getting meaner every day.
I guess you think I should kiss him or something.
Well, it won't help to start a fight.
I'll kiss him with a brick.
That's no way. Gentlemen don't settle arguments that way.
Did I say I was a gentleman? Did I?
In all the romantic books I've ever read, they settle arguments with swords. Something noble.
Well, if I had a sword, that would be fine.
In Lady Clive's Love, oh, it was wonderful. The Black Knight fought the prince with a javelin.
I'll jab Alexander.
Nowadays, it's not so romantic when they fight with gloves.
I'll battle with Alexander any way he wants to.
Well, then don't meet him anyplace, please, Cecil.
If I had a pair of gloves, I'd go to bat with him.
Oh, goodness, but you're mad. I wish... Oh, Cecil. Oh!
What's the matter?
Cecil, do gentlemen settle things with boxing gloves?
Well, they're supposed to sometimes.
Well, then it wouldn't be wrong if you and Alexander boxed with boxer's gloves?
Of course not. Why?
Are you going to get even with Alexander no matter what I say?
You bet I am.
Then do me a favor.
No. What is it?
Use boxer boxing gloves.
Why?
And have it over at my house.
Well, that's funny. Since when have you changed?
Well, the girls all meet at my house tonight, and that would be the surprise for them.
Oh, put on a show, huh?
Yes, entertain them. We were all talking once, and none of us have ever seen two boys boxing with boxing gloves. It's noble, isn't it?
You bet I will, if Alexander will.
You can't hurt each other with those cotton-filled gloves, can you?
Here, I'll ask Alexander. He won't dare back out if you know.
Now, Cecil, it'll be like nice gentlemen should act, won't it?
You wait. Office, is this you again, Mudface? Well, listen, stupid. You've got a pair of boxing gloves. You got two pair, haven't you? Oh, you were bragging about how good you were. I dare you to meet me tonight at Sally's house with them. Yeah, I knew you'd back out. Sally said you would.
Oh, I did not, Cecil.
Oh, sure she knows. She asked us to put it on for her. Oh, you will? Tonight? All right, then, you big sissy. Goodbye. Oh, that guy gripes me.
Oh, Cecil, won't all girls be thrilled at our meeting? Just like the knights of old.
Yeah, grudge fight.
But, Cecil, now promise me you won't be mad at each other. And don't hit hard. I wouldn't let you hurt each other. We just want you to show us the different positions and all that. We don't have to know much about it. Oh, I'll be the judge because Uncle Thomas won't be home.